This is Pocket Docs. I'm Natalie Kestacher. Here's a portrait of a fabulous relative. Producer Catherine Merchant's Uncle Bruce was the best babysitter and friend a child could possibly have, with his ever-generous spirit and his love of life. I think you're going to enjoy this. I'm gonna knock on.
Bruce came to me as Peter Pan magic as a child. He's my mother's youngest brother, and I challenge anybody to find another Uncle Bruce.
Hello, Amanda! Meet everywhere.
So good.
Ellen's a spoon man. He can play with spoons. I think he's a witty apple.
Mum was a journalist who travelled frequently, and so her family would look after me. It was incredibly handy that my uncle lived with Grandma and Grandpa, and when he wasn't working at Meyer, which was Grace Brothers back then.
When I first started work, I was in the supermarket, Top Road, for 5 years, then about 18 months on the parcel pickup, then about 10 years in Manchester, and then about 17 months in the back part of kitchenware in China. Then the last, before I left there and went to Macquarie, it was the toy department, car accessories, sporting goods and camping. It was all combined in one department. And at Macquarie, I only worked in Manchester for 29 years because I like folding towels, you know, and being tidy. And
he could play schools, board games, do Firecracker Night and take me to the pictures and the Easter show, or any fete that was going. Bruce was extremely generous, but the first and greatest gift I remember him giving me was music. He started buying me 45s before I was going to school. Playing records with Bruce was like a sacred ritual. The turntable sat on top of a big covered-up Singer sewing machine, like it was God on the altar of the enclosed back porch at my grandparents' place. And Bruce would tiptoe up and ridiculously carefully place the record on the turntable, and then the needle on the record, and then tiptoe back to a place he could get very excited without making the record jump. He'd say, "Right, wait till you hear this. You're gonna love it."
Old Black Betty, bam blam. Old Black Betty had a child, bam blam.
Love that song. Was that Ram Jam?
Ram Jam.
Think thousands of records, treated as though they were living and precious. The boxes of records were all alphabetized, and there were lists of what was in each box, written out in Bruce's special capital letter printing.
Hey, what year did you first get interested in music?
Oh, well, I was about 3 years old.
When you were 3 years old?
Yep, all the rock and roll, because my two sisters, you know, and parents, you know, it rubbed off on me from them, yeah. Like Elvis Presley, all that, you know. Oh, and the Beatles later and a lot of other people.
What do you remember the first song that really took your interest?
Yeah, Heartbreak Hotel by Elvis.
Sometimes Ted and Mabs, my grandparents, would roll their eyes at the overexcitement devoted to particular tunes. "But you love this one," he'd protest.
Yeah, I guess your music knowledge is pretty extensive, isn't it? Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have the radio on for company all the time?
I do. Mm. Yeah. Even when I'm watching TV, if there's anything, I take the radio in with me and have it just background music. Because
it's like a friend, really.
It is, yeah.
Every year, Bruce would take me to the Easter show two or three times.
I still love it. I still go. And I went twice this year. I love it.
We'd get there early and stay for the best part of the day. We looked at every exhibition hall. Chook, pig and horse, cow, sow and goat. All the while on the lookout for show kids dangling plastic spiders from the roofs of the animal pavilions.
They're all good exhibits this year. And the cakes and the cooking and all the arts and crafts, the woodwork, the metalwork, the paintings, everything was absolutely outstanding. and the horticulture was really good, and the animals. There were so many baby animals this year. It was a really good show. There were so many little ducklings and chickens.
We bought the Hoagley show bag each year because I liked Violet Crumbles. And I always came home with stuffed toys and jewels and other treasures that meant the world to me. Bruce would get out his neat wallet with his neat money and count it all out and be so polite. Although a little frustrated when somebody from the ridiculously big showground crowd would step on the back of one of his perfectly kept thongs.
Because you don't really like change that much.
Not much, no. 9 times out of 10 is not for the better.
But you can get used to things changing.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Do you think you're getting better at accepting change?
Some things, not everything. Mm.
There were only a few things that annoyed me about the otherwise perfect Bruce. Often on a Sunday after church, he wanted to read the week's papers, which would cut into our playing time. Also, he noisily crunched apples in the movies, and he always took ages to wash his hair in the evenings, which also cut into his availability. Sometimes, if it was windy, he'd get surprisingly upset. He didn't like the wind messing up his hair, I think. When Bruce went to work, he wore colour-coordinated sort of outfits. Shorts and tall walk socks in summer, and longer pants at other times of the year. He wore ties, and I loved to open up his wardrobe and run my fingers through them and pick out the purple satiny one and say, "That's my favourite." I suppose Bruce is a cross between an enthusiastic teenager and a jovial, generous senior citizen. But I never thought of it like that back then, when he was just my wonderful friend who made life more special. He has more providing outstanding service certificates than we can count. Each night, he'd tell us so many funny kind of "are you being served" department store stories as we ate dinner. Round four, perfumery, stationery
and leather goods, wigs and haberdashery, kitchen wear. I can remember being a little girl and running up and down the front fence, waiting for you to get off the bus. We could all sit down and have dinner together and you could tell us about your day. Because you always had so many funny stories about customer service world.
Yeah, definitely, plenty.
What's the rudest thing anyone's ever said to you?
Oh, yeah, well, in Macquarie, in 1987 this was, this lady wanted to buy some bathroom scales and I was already helping another customer. And she said, "Bathroom scales, real nasty." She said, "How much are they?" I told her the price. She said, "Haven't you got anything cheaper?" And I said, "Yes, we're waiting for more to come in." She said, "Who's your buyers here?" And I said, "They're at lunch." She put her hands on the hips and said, "You mean have to tell me no one's going to help me or do anything for me?" And I started getting angry and I said, "Yes, I will help you." And she said, "Get on the phone and ring another store." And I said, "Okay, which store would you like me to ring?" She said, "I don't care," she said, "any store." She started frothing at the mouth. She was quite mad. Then she called me over and she said, "You're rude and obnoxious and I'm going to go up and report you." And she stormed off in a huff. And I stood in the middle of the floor and I said as loud as, "You bitch!" And everybody agreed with me. All the other customers had heard it. One lady said, "Yes, wasn't she?" Another lady said, "Oh, what a way to go on."
Bruce introduced me to movies as well as music. The Wizard of Oz, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, Thoroughly Modern Millie, What's Up, Doc, anything with Hayley Mills and Doris Day or Audrey. He would announce when a really good bit was coming up and always wake Grandma when she dozed off because he didn't want her to miss it. I was completely shocked the first time somebody told me Elvis movies were not very good. In fact, they were famously not good. Bruce and I thought they were. We loved to watch Little House on the Prairie and Bewitched.
And Dora. It's Darren and you know it.
Bruce's biggest event of the year was always Christmas. The decorating day was planned way in advance. Under the perfectly decorated tree would be months' worth of his wages spent on gifts. And with the help of Bruce, my strong belief in Santa was enduring. It actually gives me goosebumps now to think how exciting Christmas Eve was.
Oh, I love it. I still love Christmas. I don't take my tree down until about March normally. And my friends say, no, don't worry about it, Bruce. Just take it down when you feel like it, you know. I just love Christmas so much. I love it for the love of Jesus and the birth of Jesus and everything. I just love Christmas, how it is, and going to carol services. I enjoy doing cards, wrapping presents for people. That's one of my biggest pleasures in life, is helping, being kind to people, and I think it's a good way to be.
Bruce has had cancer and open heart surgery, but he always just prays and believes that he'll get better, and he does. Bruce has never read a motivational book in his life. I'm not sure he's read much since the Famous Five series, but when it comes to his glass of juice being half full, he's the master. But does he ever think about his own death?
It used to worry me once, but I don't think about it now.
And Bruce's death seems a long way off. My grandparents have both passed on now, and Bruce lives in the same family home by himself. He proudly keeps it just as spotless as my grandmother did.
We were good mates, Mum and I, and Dad too. You know, we always got on. We had a lot to talk about, and we were always there for each other. And when I used to come home from work every night, she'd, how's your day? We always had, you know, we were always glad to see one another.
Working full-time with a lot of daily travel possibly started to have an impact on Bruce's health. Once when I visited, Bruce was recovering from a fall he'd had at work. He showed me his swollen knee. They'd put him on light duties at work.
What are you doing at work? You're normal?
No, I'm working out the back, tagging ladies' underwear. Putting Burley and Ellie McPherson, you put a pin up through the thing, and then you put one of those hard tags on it. One day I did 10 boxes. I'm doing really well. You know, they're really happy. Yeah, it's all bras and panties, you know.
Oh, you're so perfect.
Yeah. So funny, isn't it? Yeah.
Do you miss Manchester?
I'll be going back in there when I'm... Yeah, everyone misses me. They'll come out and say hello every now and then. How you going, Bruce? Where?
A conversation with Bruce has never passed without him saying, oh, I just love you so much. With a sincerity that belongs only to him. Although I did watch Forrest Gump at the movies on the other side of the world one day when I was all grown up and didn't need him quite so much anymore, and I cried and cried to the point my partner was confused as to whether to be amused or concerned.
So good to see you. We've always been very, very close. Very, very close.
So lovely.
We'll be close forever.
That's right.
Love you so much.
I love you so much too.
Recently, after 48 years of working for Grace Brothers Meyer, Bruce came up against some problems. There are a lot of changes at Meyer. So many, it was hard to keep up.
And we had items in there that I'd never heard of in my life. And this lady rang up for something and I didn't know what she was talking about. And just because I didn't, they took me out the back and they tore strips off me. You're not performing, you should know, blah, blah, blah.
I guess the work culture was changing around Bruce, and being great with customers and folding towels wasn't so important anymore.
And I thought, well, I'm not going back. So this was on the 4th. On the Tuesday the 9th, I rang up work and I resigned.
He tried to retract the resignation because it was done in a fit of pique, but it wasn't that simple.
I didn't intend to retire.
There were lots of letters and meetings with head office, but they wouldn't even let Bruce go back as a Christmas casual, despite his level of knowledge and experience. Some of his colleagues said that there was a strong case to be made out for bullying, and that younger new staff didn't have the patience and respect they should have had.
It's getting very demanding, very pressurised, and the managers, some of them, even though you work hard, they expect you to do more than you're capable. I have this manager, she's a very nice lady, she expects you to do 10 jobs at once, and she's been off many times with high blood pressure and stress leave because she gets herself like that. She just overdoes it and she expects everybody to do that. And you've got one pair of hands, you know, you can only do so much.
He told me he was proud to take home his pay because he always felt like he earned it.
And I mean, I enjoyed going to work. I liked it. I worked to the best of my ability, helping people, staff and customers in every way. You know, there was no day that I didn't. What would you think
if I sang out a tune? Bruce has made three particularly close friends in recent years. He says they're all like brothers and sisters, and they go out and have great times together.
Oh, are you on the Manly Ferry?
When Bruce isn't with Alan, Kathy, Wayne, or some of his other work or church friends, he's got his constant companion, the radio.
See ya. Cheers. Bye-bye. I met Alan in 2009, just before my mum died, and Wayne, my other friend, I knew him at high school. We go out and, you know, we're all there for each other and we all help each other, and that's how it should be.
Everybody loves Bruce. He's an unconditional giver who exudes infectious enthusiasm most of the time.
Unforgettable.
I sometimes wonder how we can ever thank a person who's been so good to us.
It's good to be happy. I like to be happy.
Bruce brought me so much joy I badly needed as a child.
We had a lot of good times together.
And as an adult, he's taught me that Pollyanna pretty much had the right idea. Thank you, Bruce.
That was Bruce, Happy on Purpose by Catherine Merchant, with sound engineer Russell Stapleton.
Discover the best of RN on Facebook. Simply search for ABC RN.